Women have got to stop having nervous breakdowns because they're sitting at home not knowing what to do with their lives. They've got to stop being gossipy ladies because they can't involve their minds in greater things. They've got to stop being frustrated because they had intelligence and they had talent and they weren't able to use it.
Dr. Silvia Gonzalez, project director of the National Hispanic Feminist Conference. Hispanic Americans are the fastest growing minority in the United States. And while Hispanic women compose over 50% of this emerging group, the role of the Hispanic woman within the movement is seldom recognized. Dr. Gonzalez, with funds from the Women's Educational Equity Program, has organized workshops throughout the United States to plan a conference for the Hispanic feminists. The first workshop was held in Washington, D.C., to begin examining issues that affect Hispanic women.
There is no other woman that is more outside the mainstream than the Hispanic woman. The Hispanic woman is on the bottom of the earning scale at this time. And so her needs are critical.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking in terms of economic scale? And by that, do we mean the social scale that we have?
I think it's both. Economically, women are earning, the Hispanic woman is earning half of what the white male is earning. That's beneath the white and the black female and the Hispanic male. She's at the bottom economically. Socially, I think in a social perspective, it becomes even more critical. Our women have got to know how to respond to the needs of their children. We can no longer say that she can be isolated in her home and expect to have a healthy, happy family, because she sends her children out into the world, and when they go out, they come to school, they're introduced to different things, they go home, they need an understanding and knowledgeable mother, because children go to the mother. And a mother that is isolated and cannot respond to their questions, it doesn't help.
Is language the problem?
Language has a great deal to do with the problem. I think that the key thing in terms of the youth, in terms of parents, what we see is self-concept and image, self-image, self-concept. And the self-concept, of course, is tied in with the Hispanic status in society as a whole. Of course, if you don't have the language, the opportunities that are available to you are menial, are low-paying, low-economic, and so it's very difficult to upgrade your life if you don't have a command of the language. So their parents may be farm workers and stay farm workers. The children say, well, we have different aspirations. They're encouraged by their parents to perhaps have different aspirations. They come to the universities, they come to me, they come, and everything is different for them. They go home, their fathers don't understand their lives, and they can't speak about it. The children, half of the time, don't have the Spanish vocabulary for the intricate thinking that they're doing at the university level. So there's a lack of communication. It's a very complicated circumstance. The young women that come to school where I'm teaching, some of them have to drive 2 and 3 hours one way back and forth because their parents say you cannot live outside the home. You get married, you can leave the home, but you don't get married, you can't leave the home. And so it creates a lot of problems. And then when the daughter rebels, yes, they do rely on the church. And the church comes and reinforces the traditional role and says, yes, the daughter is wrong. And so this is, it makes the issue, again, more complicated.
What do you expect to get out of this conference?
Several things. Number one, the articulation of the concerns of Hispanic women, the issues most affecting them. That's critical. Two, the bringing together of Hispanic women so that we can share those issues, so we can see how each other's what we feel about them and share that. Three, that we can plan an agenda for the 80s in improving some of the things that I've just briefly touched upon here in the lives of Hispanic women.
The conference is called the National Hispanic Feminist Conference, but yet you are encouraging the participation of non-Hispanic women in this conference.
Yes, very definitely, and men too. We are very of non-Hispanic females and men.
It doesn't do us any good to just talk to ourselves. In order to really make changes in society, we have to face it. I mean, we have to work with the majority society.
Dr. Silvia González, Project Director of the National Hispanic Feminist Conference. From Washington, D.C., I'm Jose McMurray, and this is NPR, National Public Radio.